in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, and around the world. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is faithful. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is the Almighty. Jesus Christ is on the throne. Raise your voice, please, to confess your faith. Just declare aloud, Jesus Christ is on the throne. Every knee bow before Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is seated on the throne. Every other power bow before Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ruler of the universe. Raise your voice and worship the Lord. Father, I give you thanks today. I just feel the anointing to declare aloud that Jesus Christ is on the throne. When men are shaking, Jesus Christ is on the throne. When the world is in confusion, Jesus Christ is on the throne. When men don't know what to do, Jesus Christ is on the throne. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is a season of grace. In the midst of darkness, the light shines. Just confess aloud that Jesus Christ is your light. Jesus Christ is your salvation. Raise your voice and declare. Father, just pray like David in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We speak light in the nations of the world. We decree the light of God shine. The light of God in Africa, the light of God in Asia, the light of God in Middle East, the light of God in Europe, the light of God shine in the states, in the USA, oh God, in every state in US. We come to decree today, Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is on the throne. We know that Jesus in us is testimony, Jesus Christ that dwells in us is victory, is testimony. This is the day of salvation. To God be the glory. Just thank the Lord for our lesson today. Just pray for the Holy Spirit to lead us to pray today, the next 30 minutes. Let Jesus be glorified in this very day. Let somebody be strengthened in the faith. Raise our voice and pray. We come in the name of the Lord Most High. This is the day of salvation. This is a day of greatness. This is a day of deliverance. This is the day to move forward. This is the day to encounter God. This is the day to see the glory of God. This is the day to receive new strength in your spirit. This is the day to be strong. This is the day to move forward. This is the day to speak victory in your family, victory in your home. This is the day to celebrate the power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. This is the day to declare that Jesus Christ is on the throne. Just declare Jesus Christ reigns in your family. Just say Jesus Christ reigns in my family. Jesus Christ reigns in the church. Jesus Christ reigns in your going out, in your coming in. Jesus Christ reigns in your life. Raise our voice and declare. We speak today, every child of God around the nations of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Jesus dwells in you. As long as Jesus reigns in our life, to God be the glory. We are strong, we are not shaken, our faith is established in the word of God, and every day we see the salvation of the Lord. Just declare this weekend will be a weekend with grace. This weekend will be a weekend with testimony. This weekend, my eyes will see the salvation of the Lord. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today that from this day to Sunday, my eyes will see the salvation of the Lord. I will see the testimony of the Lord. I will hear of the movement of the Lord. My ears will hear good news. My hands will handle the testimonies of faith. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. As many signing in today, we join our faith with your faith to declare that this very week, the peace of God surround you, the grace of God surround you, the blood of Jesus Christ protects you. In your going out, in your coming in, you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, keep confessing. You are blessed more than enough. In November, December, you are blessed more than enough. Nothing can stop that decree. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ, Well Mission family. We are blessed every day of the week. We'll see the grace of God. And as many today that are at the sound of my voice. As we begin our studies now, let the Holy Spirit move in your life. Let the Lord strengthen you. Let the Lord release in you the power of the Holy Spirit in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, and across the nations of the world. Jesus is winning in your life. You cannot fail under this anointing. You cannot fail under this grace. You cannot fail under this anointing. You cannot be defeated. You're winning your battles. You must go through with the power of the covenant of the word of God. Just hear from me, the word of God cannot fail. Yes, confess it. The word of God cannot fail. My faith is built on nothing less but the word of God. The word of God cannot fail. Whether you're in Africa, you're in Asia, you're in Europe, the word of God cannot fail. We hold on the word of God. It stands forevermore. God bless you in Jesus' name. So I want us to go through this book today and end this lesson. For those who are signing for the very first time, we are studying on the word Deuteronomy. So please write the word vertically, please. I'll just go through what we have done in the past days and we complete the book today, if God permit us. Now, we said earlier, listen, that the word Deuteronomy means the rehearsal of God's law and ordinances. It's like second law. It's like the giving of second law. God told Moses to read again the whole laws to the children of Israel. That is Deuteronomy. And we see that God is a God of emphasis. God wants us to know and know. So God keeps saying again and again, verily, verily. God put emphasis for us to grasp the message. He who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So please, let's go this do this faster, please. So we said D stand for do what God said. So in Deuteronomy, God was giving them the law and commanded them to do what the Lord says. We are praying today that the Lord give us grace to do what the word says. And that is John 5, John chapter 2, verse 5, please. And we saw E yesterday. E stands for enemy's plan is for you to forget. The enemy's plan is for us to forget the love of God, forget the covenant, forget the blood of Jesus Christ. But as long as we keep on meditating on the word, confessing on the word, holding on the word, our victory is sure. We saw also you under God, that we are under God. I am not under myself. I am under God. The church of God is organizing, living under God. We submit under God, not under the world system. And we saw T yesterday, thou shalt have no other gods. We prayed yesterday for deliverance from the love of the things of the world that are taking us out of God. Now today, let's go forward, please. We saw arrow yesterday, remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to honor your father and your mother. All of these are principles that releases the blessing. We ended yesterday with O, overcome the desires of the flesh. Now listen, there are three areas in man that we must deal with. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, you know, all of these things are things that can pull men out of God. So we're praying for victory over the desires of the sinful nature. Now let's continue today. Now, today we are dealing with spiritual maturity. Just say to me, spiritual maturity. Whether you're a bishop, you're apostle, you're a reverend, you're evangelist, whether you're a pope, you need to grow. You need to mature. You need to advance in Christ. And today, some things we're going to share today are focused on building us up to end the year as mature believers, to end the year stronger inside. Yes, I want us to end the year stronger inside to win in Jesus' mighty name. Now, please, we're starting with N today, please. So, N, no one breaks God's laws and goes unpunished. That is N. Just write, no one breaks God's laws and goes unpunished. Now, why did Jesus come to die on the cross? Because the whole world was under judgment. Jesus came to die on the cross to pay the price so that we will be set free from judgment of the law. Because all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, All of us were guilty of sin. God sent his son to die in our place to set us free from the penalty of the law. Because God's law will always demand justice. God is a God of justice, so God sent Jesus to take my place. And Jesus took my judgment on him on the cross. Josiah family, Jesus took my judgment, my penalty on him on the cross. So Jesus died in my place. The judgment that was meant for me, Jesus took it on my behalf. Wow. So I was the one to be nailed on the cross. But Jesus now took my place because he had to satisfy the law, the demand of the law to set me free. Wow. Now, Proverbs, please. Proverbs 8, verse 35, 36. Proverbs 8, 35, 36. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinned against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love them. So every sin we commit, we hate ourselves. But he who love the Lord, you save your soul. You know, that is why if you love the Lord, you love Jesus Christ, you save your soul. Because sin hurts us. Every sin we sin is like a wound in our life. So Jesus came to die on the cross to take the judgment that was due unto us. He paid the price to set us free. Now, I want to pray here, please. Can you imagine that the Bible says the wages of sin is death? So I was condemned to die, but Jesus came and died in my place. Wow, that is love. That is why I sing in the church, I worship the Lord, I am zealous for God, because Jesus died in my place, and therefore I have life. Joseph, tell me, I have life. I have life eternal. The price was paid for my life. Jesus took my place on the cross. I have life, and I have eternal life. No human being can take away your life. Raise your voice and pray. The life that you have is a gift from God. No human being can stop your life. Jesus Christ paid a price to give us eternal life. And we declare today, because Jesus took my place, I live in Christ. I live with boldness. I live with faith. I live with assurance. Jesus died in my place. Now let's pray today for as many who are still living under condemnation. Let's pray that God should open their eyes to see the price that Jesus paid on the cross. In Christ, there is no more condemnation. Just say after me, in Christ, there is no more condemnation. In Christ, there is no more judgment. In Christ, the penalty has been nailed on the cross. So in Christ, there is life. In Christ, there is freedom. In Christ, there is deliverance. In Christ, there is peace. In Christ, there is the victory of the cross, because Jesus nailed our sins on his cross and set us free. Raise your voice and glorify the Lord. Father, I give you thanks today. You set me free from judgment of the Lord. You set me free from condemnation. You set me free from the penalty of sin. You set me free from the result of the Adamic sin. You set me free from every bondage, because Jesus took our place. Now, I want us to spend time praying this. We are saying that Jesus satisfied the law and took our place on the cross. The penalty that was due unto me, Jesus took it on the cross. This is serious. That is why you must confess with boldness, by his stripes I am healed, through the blood of Jesus Christ I am victorious, I have life, because Jesus really paid the penalty to set you free. So let's use 1 minute, please. Confess your faith. Declare your salvation. Declare your redemption. One more time. Confess your faith. Declare your salvation. Declare your redemption. As long as you know that Jesus took our place on the cross, no more sin, no more cares, no more bondage. Raise your voice and pray. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as are listening to me right now, Jesus took our place on the cross. He nailed every pain on the cross. He nailed every sin on the cross. He nailed every defeat on the cross. Jesus took your place on the cross. On that cross, Jesus nailed the curse. Jesus nailed defeat. Jesus nailed every struggling life. Every bondage was nailed on the cross, and Jesus gave us the covenant of the precious blood, the new covenant, the sign, the symbol, the seal of our victory. Wow! That is why you must confess every day, I am alive in Christ Jesus. I have victory through Christ Jesus. I have freedom through Christ Jesus. Wow! So let's take a minute, please. Josiah Famine. Because Jesus took my place, death had no power over me. Because Jesus took my place on the cross, no disease had power over you. Because Jesus took your place on the cross, no weakness had power over you. Because Jesus took your place on the cross, no infirmity will have power over you. Because Jesus took our place on the cross, we are strong, we are healthy, no sickness have power over you. Because the price was paid on the cross, and Jesus set us free forever. Wow. Joseph, tell me, I have freedom. I have freedom in Christ Jesus. Now, let's put this freedom personally. Just call the areas in which you know you have freedom in Christ. You must speak out your faith. You must verbalize what you believe. Just say, I have freedom, and keep praying. I speak today, I have freedom from sin and death. I have freedom from oppression. I have freedom from depression. I have freedom from every pain. I have freedom from captivity. I have freedom from every form of fear. Jesus gave us freedom. What a joy. Make some joyful noise in your house. Begin to jump and shout and tell your friend, I am free in Jesus. You are free to dance. You are free to sing. You are free to celebrate, because Jesus gave us freedom through this precious blood on the cross. No bondage in your life, no sickness in your life, no pain in your life, no affliction in your life, no defeat in your life. You are ending the year strong. Joseph Famine, Jesus gave me freedom. I will end the year strong. No bondage of sickness, no bondage of weakness, no bondage of joblessness, no bondage of pain and affliction, no form of bondage in our life. Jesus set us free. Wow. You know, freedom is not cheap. He took the blood of Jesus Christ for my freedom. So we're dealing with end, please. So we're saying that no one breaks God's law and goes unpunished. That is why Jesus Christ came to die on the cross to set us free from the penalty, from the punishment that we deserve. So Jesus took the penalty on him and died in my place. Wow. Now we see Ezekiel 18 verse 4. Ezekiel 18 verse 4. Now it says, listen carefully. This is in the Old Testament. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that was the judgment that was upon every person in the world. But now Jesus came to die in our place. That is why we have life. Joseph, tell me, I have eternal life. The life of God is in me. The life that I have, no one can take it from me. Now, let's spend time praying this. Joseph, tell me, I have eternal life. The life that I have, no one can take from me. Now, listen carefully. I want us to pray today. Let God give you the grace to live the fullness of life. Joseph, tell me, I receive the grace to live the fullness of life. You don't live life struggling. Don't live life in pain. Don't live life crying. Don't live life worrying all your life. Don't live life in regret. It's time to say, I have life in abundance. Raise our voice and confess. We have life in abundance. We have the fullness of life. We have life in our bones. We have life in the church. We have life in our home. The life of God, I pray today, let Jesus Christ reveal to you the dimension, the scope of abundant life. You enter into the life of Christ in the name of Jesus. Celebrate your life. Celebrate your life. Just say, the name of Jesus, I will celebrate my life. In the name of Jesus, I live in the fullness of life, the fullness of joy, the fullness of peace, the fullness of love, the fullness of happiness. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today to as many as the sound of my voice. You will not live half life. You will live full life. Jesus gave us abundant life. I pray today for as many as the sound of my voice, those in Africa, those in Asia, those in Europe and Middle East and USA, hear the voice of the Lord. November, December, enter into the life of God. Let life fill you. You have life in your home, life in your job, the life of God within you. No devil can steal your life. Just say after me, because Jesus died to give me life, no agent of the enemy can steal my life. Now listen, refuse to be sad, refuse to be worried, refuse to be stressed, refuse anxiety, refuse depression. Begin to sing aloud. Tell the enemy, you cannot oppress me. I have life in Christ Jesus. When things get tough, confess the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Just say after me, I have life, and no power can take this life from me. The life of God dwells in you. Hear the voice of the Lord. Live that fullness of life. Your life is given to you by God. So in the morning, tell yourself, praise the Lord, I am alive in Christ. Just say, praise the Lord, I am alive in Christ. Praise the Lord, I'm alive and victorious. Praise the Lord, I'm alive and prosperous. Praise the Lord, I'm alive and winning in life. Make some joyful noise in your home. You are alive and you must win in life. Just say after me, I am alive, I am winning in life. I am alive, I am winning in life. Raise your voice and pray. We speak to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We have life, we are winning in life. We are winning in November. We are winning in December. We have life in Christ. We are winning our battles in Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, you might be going through some difficulties somewhere in the world right now. Take your eyes from your situation and put your eyes on Jesus. Take your eyes from your condition. Place your eyes on Jesus. Remove your eyes from your personal experience. Place your eye on Jesus and begin to confess the word of God. One more time, I challenge you to take your eyes from what you are going through. Place your eyes on Jesus. Begin to confess the word of God. You have life in Christ Jesus. You are alive and winning. You are alive and prosperous. You are alive and breaking forth in the name of Jesus Christ. From this day, breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Well, Mission family, everyone in this family, under this grace, you must get the fullness of life, the fullness of joy, the fullness of victory, the fullness of power, the fullness of audacity of faith. You must confess your faith with boldness. Hey, I like, there's a book by John Maxwell. It says, Fearless. Fearless. I think that should be the title, Fearless. So live your life fearless. Live your life confessing that Christ dwells in you. Hallelujah, Lord. Now to end tonight, please. M is manna is sure every morning. Say manna, M-A-N-N-A. M-A-N-N-A. Manna is sure every morning. Now, throughout the journey of the children of Israel, every morning the Lord will send manna from heaven. For 40 years, you know, except on the Sabbath day, every morning they get out, they know for sure. They did not pray for manna. Listen, they did not pray for manna. Oh God, let manna fall tomorrow. No. Every morning they'll get out of the house. They knew that manna is in the field. They'll open that door and they'll pick it everywhere and come home. Every day for 40 years, they had that certainty. There was no need to pray for manna. They knew that manna would be there tomorrow. Wow. That is Exodus 16, verse 35. Exodus 16, 35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to the land. They came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the border of the land of Canaan. For 40 years, every day God was faithful. Now listen, Josiah famine, manna is shown every morning. In Christ Jesus, the grace of God is shown every morning. In Christ Jesus, the provision of God is shown every morning. In Christ Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ is shown and effective every morning. In Christ Jesus, your provision is shown every morning. Raise your voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus, your provision is sure. In Christ Jesus, your security is sure. In Christ Jesus, your protection is sure. Raise your voice, begin to pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus, your security is sure. In Christ Jesus, your protection is sure. In Christ Jesus, your provision is sure. In Christ Jesus, your miracle is sure. In Christ Jesus, your breakthrough is sure. Raise your voice, keep praying, keep praying. Just confess over and over. In Christ Jesus, your provision is sure. As manna was sure every day in Israel in the wilderness, in Christ Jesus, the grace of God is sure. In Christ Jesus, your provision is sure. In Christ Jesus, your breakthrough is guaranteed. In Christ Jesus, your future is sure. In Christ Jesus, every grace, every morning, we can say great is his faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Every morning we see his grace is shown. Josiah family, every morning I see the grace of God. Every morning I see the power of God. Every morning he is there as faithful God. Now listen, you must get the confidence that every morning the Lord is faithful. Get up in the morning with assurance that today is in control. He is in control. Josiah family, today the Lord is in control. Today I lack nothing. Yes, today I lack nothing. Today my God is in control. It is sure. Protection is sure. Security is sure. Salvation is sure. You know, raise your voice and worship the Lord. Father, I give you thanks to as many today who are in this line today. We just speak by faith in the name of Jesus. Your future is guaranteed as manna will show every morning. So get up in the morning, say, praise the Lord. I can see my financial blessing. I can see my provision. I can see my security. I see a way out. I see the God of wonders. Get up in the morning every day with assurance that today is the best day of my life. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, why, please? Why? Yahweh is with us. Just say after me, Yahweh is with us. Yahweh is the Hebrew name for God Almighty. Yahweh is with us. God is with us. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Psalms 46 verse 7. Psalms 46 verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. Just confess the verse, please. Psalm 46 verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now confess this verse over and over one more time. That's Psalm 46 verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now the Lord of hosts, the word host, it means multitude of military of soldiers. The God of the armies of Israel. The God of hosts is with us. The God of battle is with us. The God of hosts is with you. Now, can you just imagine you standing beside Jesus and looking behind thousands and thousands of warrior angels? How will you feel? If God just gives you a vision to see yourself standing with Jesus And looking behind, you see thousands of warrior angels standing with you. Will you be afraid? Never, never, never. So the Lord of hosts is with you. Just say after me, the God of hosts is with me. The Lord of the heavenly armies is with you. Let's confess today, November, December, the Lord of the heavenly armies is with you. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today, every day of my life, I confess with all boldness, the Lord of hosts is with me. I speak to you today, anywhere you are around the world, hear the voice of the Lord. You are not alone. You are not fighting alone. Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight your battle. Yes, the Lord shall fight your battle. Take the step of faith. Don't be afraid. The Lord of hosts is with you. The battle is the Lord's battle. Keep rejoicing. Keep praising the Lord. Keep advancing. Just say after me, I keep rejoicing. I keep praising the Lord. I keep advancing. One more time. I keep rejoicing. I keep praising the Lord. I keep advancing. The Lord of hosts is with you. He will fight your battle. You are going through the end of the year with victory because Almighty God stands with you and He will fight for you, America. Raise your voice and pray. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ from the north to the south, the east and the west, from Africa, Asia, Europe, Middle East and Americas. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. The heavenly God is our God. The Lord of hosts is fighting the battle. I speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. The victory belongs to the church of God. Every child of God, you will celebrate the victory of the cross. Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts, is fighting your battle. Don't be shaken. Don't be afraid. Don't be weary. Don't be depressed. Don't be anxious. Keep praising the Lord. Keep moving forward because the battle is the Lord's battle and you are the winner. You are the winner in Jesus' mighty name. Why not give me a call for prayers this week? I have this offer for you. Brand new Bibles to offer to our partners. New King James Version Study Bible. All our partners in the month of November, December. I'll mail you this book, this Bible in your home place. Give me a call. 240-467-0590. Give me a call on WhatsApp and I'll mail this to you. You are blessed in Jesus' name.